Rusty Cundiff is a friend of mine from way back in the day. We used to do a little weekend countdown show called On the Move, and Rusty would be contributing to On the Move every week with a a piece called
Super Homeboy.
Super Homeboy. Yeah.
Little Willie Etiquette and a whole bunch of other nonsense. Yeah.
And it was nonsense, and I loved it, and I've loved Rusty Cundiff since he made the movie Fear the Black Hat, which you have to be a Rusty Cundiff fan to know about that.
Yes.
And you can't even find it to download. I tried to download it the other day. But Rusty is here because he directed a film that's going to be on TV One called
Whitewater.
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 Yeah, not the Bill Clinton Whitewater. None of that.
This is Alabama Whitewater.
This is Alabama Whitewater, and it ain't white people in a boat on white water either.
No rafting, huh?
No rafting.
It's about
no oars.
It's about a young 7-year-old black boy back in the 60s,
yep,
growing up in the segregated South where they had white-only water fountains and colored-only water fountains, yep, and he was obsessed with trying to find out, does the white-only water taste better than any other water? And yep, that's the premise of the story.
That's the premise of the story, and it's based on a true story. The writer, one of the writers, Michael Bandy, actually grew up in Opelika, Alabama, went into town one day on the bus, standing up in the back, where's a little white boy in the front that he was kind of friendly with. They got off the bus on a hot day, ran to the water fountains. He went to the color fountain. His friend went to the whites-only fountain, said his water tasted a little warm and rusty. After a minute you were done, he looked over at the little white kid, and he was slurping up this stuff like it just came from the Arctic. And he's like, damn, that must be some good water. So he went on a mission to try and drink some of this water, and of course, you know, his parents and nobody was too happy about this, but he was determined to have some. And he has a big awakening by the end of his true story, and also, you know, how we play it out in the movie. And it's a lot of fun.
There's a lot of humor in the story.
There is a lot of humor, and that is what surprises a lot of people, because you think of the topic, Rusty, but
here comes another 12 Years a Slave.
But you have Rusty Cundiff as the director.
Here comes another Black or White. Here comes another The Help. No, this is
not
Rusty.
This is Rusty.
And when Rusty does something, you know it's going to be funny in there.
There's going to be some humor.
There's some funny in there. It gets serious at the end.
Yeah.
And it has a message to it, but you know what? That's what really attracted me to the story. I like all those other movies, the movies that you just mentioned. But it's like when they come up, I'm like, man, it's like cough syrup. I know it's good for me, and I gotta take it. That's a great analogy. Yeah, it's like I know this stuff is good for me, and I'm gonna go check it out. But I'm not anxious to check it out. But I know it's good. But
now,
this,
Rusty,
I think you'd have some fun with.
You have Sharon Leal and Lorenz Tate playing the little boy's mother. But who is the mother and father? But who's the little boy?
The little boy is two people. It's twins. Amari and Amir O'Neill. And we found these little dudes, and thank God we did, because this boy is throughout the film, and if I had to use just one kid, I would have been arrested for a child endangerment or something.
Oh, because you
can work longer when you have twins. A lot of, mostly television shows, they
yeah,
twins.
Yeah. And,
oh,
I mean, they're
that.
Great.
So they
child labor
longer.
Laws.
They can work longer, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I would use one. And the cool thing was that one of them is naturally, you kind of feel sorry for, and the other one is naturally kind of goofy. So, you know, just depending on what the scene was, I would slide them on in there, man, and they were great.
Oh.
It's their first thing, too.
That was really
wow.
It's great.
So it's coming on TV One, Sherry, so you don't have to send your money. When Academy Award winner Kevin Costner and Octavia Spencer came out with Black or White, Sherry was on, and Sherry said, you know what, I'm just kind of burnt out on 12 Years a Slave and Help and Django. I want to support the movie, so I'm gonna buy a ticket, but I can't go. I can't go.
Stay outside where it's sunny and bright.
But Rusty, I am making an appointment for you because I love your work. I'm watching it.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, I do think you'll have fun. It's kind of, you know, all the ads that TV One has been playing for this don't show any of the humor in it, which I imagine they just don't think black people ever want to laugh, and we just won't be angry all the damn time. But,
what?
Yeah.
You know, but I promise you that the first part of it, and it doesn't make light of the reality of it. I mean, the humor comes from...
You don't have to make excuses. I'm
a seven-year-old boy, and he sees the world. It's kind of like Forrest Gump. Forrest did not see the reality that we all saw, and that's the way it is with this little seven-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's fun.
It is a lot of fun. Rusty Cundiff. And it comes on TV One tomorrow night.
Gotta see it.
For Black History Month.
And of course, tomorrow night we have the NAACP Image Awards on TV One.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think it plays the day after the Image Awards. They're going to be promoting it all through
Image. Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes.